Bird.com. This is What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire on East Rosser in Bismarck, North Dakota. And through our friends at KCJB in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo-Moorhead, and AM 1090 KTGO. You are hearing this program wherever you are, all across five states and two Canadian provinces, on the Voice of the Northern Plains. And we appreciate you, and we want to know what's on your mind. So give us a call at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bad news, Congressman Kevin Cramer is still in a hearing and not on the phone. That's the bad news. Good news is he'll join us when he's done. You want some more good news or bad news, Todd? Good news, bad news, what would you like?
Let's get the bad news out of the way so we can move on to some good news.
It's more of a, you know, unless the good listeners of this program call and tell us what's on their mind, the bad news is you get to find out what's on my mind. And this stupid bossy van is something I can't get out of my head. I just cannot get it out of my head. Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook. Evidently, because of some childhood scars, I don't know, she talks about how at her wedding, her brother and sister got up and said, she wasn't our sister. We weren't a brother and a sister to her. We were like employee one and employee two. And so she's long been thought of as bossy, and some friend of hers in school got pulled aside by the teacher, and the teacher said to the friend, nobody likes a bossy person, so don't follow that Cheryl girl. So anyway, what's true? Nobody likes
really
a bossy
one. Bossy person.
Yeah. Well, in this case, it's. I think this is a girl thing.
You don't.
Yeah, I.
Don't make me tell stories, Scott, because I have stories.
I guess. I mean, when you.
What, you don't like it, but I don't either. I mean, I'm not singling you out, but.
I'm more focused on the word bossy being banned, okay? I guess we could have a whole discussion about bossy behavior or somebody.
Word, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the idea of banning words stupid. I think it's really dumb. I guess to understand why she wants to do this, I need to ask, what is it about this word that is an issue with girls today? I wasn't aware. My frame of reference with the girls today would be to go to our 14-year-old daughter, Hannah, and I said, Hannah, is this a problem? You don't know what you're talking about. Okay? Greg Gutfeld on the Fox News channel actually did a little editorial about this that I thought was rather interesting. Let's listen to that, and you can also hear in this the PSA.
PSA, Beyonce says the word bossy should be banned. Typical woman telling us what to do.
Ouch.
This is Ann Bossy. Take one.
Here's the PSA.
Pushy, stubborn, bossy.
When I was growing up, I was called bossy.
I think the word bossy is just a squasher.
Being labeled something matters.
By middle school,
girls are less interested in leadership than boys.
And that's because they worry about being called bossy.
We need to tell them it's okay to be ambitious.
We need to help them lean in.
Words matter. Let's just ban the word bossy.
And encourage girls to lead.
To be strong and be ambitious.
Listen to your own voice. There are no limits.
Dare to be you.
You can change the world.
Let's ban bossy.
Be brave. Be you.
Ban bossy.
I'm not bossy. I'm the boss.
Some of those women look like men.
Now, what kind of person wants to ban words? A bad person. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they say bossy is mainly applied to girls to discourage them from leadership roles. But when a woman demands that a word be banned, aren't they proving the point? They're bossy. And isn't that ironic? Ironic means stupid, right? Look, assuming that girls need protection from a word perpetuates female weakness. Better to teach them to say, damn right I'm bossy, now carry my books home from school. And boys will do that. They like being bossed. I know I did and do. And besides, there are worse things in the world than bossy. Family breakdown, urban decay, gang violence, kale. Now, the last time I checked, I'm not a woman.
But I was once a boy raised by women, and here's what I know. Moms are supposed to be bossy, and the greatness of girls is their incessant need to tell you what to do. That need is what keeps men from destroying themselves. If women didn't boss, men would die alone. Calling them bossy is our acceptance of this fact. Here's a thought. Instead of ragging on words, why not tell girls to respect their bodies? Don't take topless selfies, get regrettable tattoos, or hang out with thugs.
There you go.
If pop stars actually address the toxicity of instant gratification, that would be something. Now I'm being bossy.
Greg, he nailed it. He was fantastic.
Absolutely.
And I apologize to our K-Fire audience. You didn't hear all of that because of an EAS announcement about this flood warning, which I should probably repeat. Because
please,
if you want to hear it in English rather than the National Weather Service hands, I'll just tell you that the National Weather Service in Bismarck has issued a flood warning for Hart River near Mandan. This is Burley and Morton County. Hart River Basin, including Mandan. And minor flooding occurring with fluctuations in the river expected over the next 24 to 48 hours. So it's getting some upstream ice and snowmelt runoff, creating higher water west of Mandan. And as that ice and runoff continue to move through the area, rapid rises and fluctuations in the river should be expected until the Hart is largely ice-free. Pattern observed in other rivers in the upstream reach of the Hart suggests the greatest risk of problematic high water will be today through late tomorrow. Once the ice is gone, river levels should begin a steady decline. National Weather Service in Bismarck issuing that flood warning for the Hart River near Mandan. So, anyway, if you're a mom or, you know, you have some grandmother, whatever, if you have some frame of reference on this particular issue, I'd love to hear from you, because I do think, and Greg said it well, but, you know, family breakdown, respecting your body, i.e. Using selfie to send lewd pictures to, fellow classmates. I think there are issues that might be a little higher on the Richter scale that we ought to worry about for our girls growing up, and that is much more important than worrying about the word bossy. I also loved his line in there about how if women were not bossy, men would die alone. I tend to agree. There's something moms in general need to be bossy. Do they not?
He had a lot of the bossiest big name women on to talk about not being bossy. Nothing wrong with this picture.
Yeah, now that was in the PSA. Condoleezza Rice and, you know, and all these other people. But they're all joining this effort to say ban bossy.
And yet,
here's my simple question. Does the word bossy need to be banned? And do you take the word bossy as a negative for your daughters? In other words, I don't know. I'm going to stop worrying about this because I'm having trouble expressing my disgust for this debate, because I think it's.
Are you being bossy and telling us we can't worry about it?
No, you can worry about it if you want. Yeah. I'd rather you worry, but maybe I'm worrying about it alone. Emailer on this point said it well. Thank you, Becky, for bringing this up. Becky says this is totally ridiculous. This is just another example of how liberals make everyone around them responsible for their own feelings. The only way a person can be offended is if he or she allows the speaker to have an effect. Stuff like this is such a complete waste of energy. I agree, and maybe that's why I'm frustrated. But on the other hand, am I succumbing to the waste of energy by even bringing it up to you? I don't know. And I don't know if it's a liberal conservative thing. Condoleezza Rice was in the public service announcement.
I'm thinking both sides hate being bossed around.
Yeah, I don't know. Or banning words. Sorry, I can't. But I also agree with Becky's point on this. You know, here's the conversation I have with our daughters. And the youngest one will come home from time to time. She's easily hurt by things other people say, right?
Okay.
So she can, tears will well up in the eyes of her brother or sister, say, come on, pick up your room. Ah! You know, that, or somebody in school. And I always say, honey, do not let anybody rob your joy. Especially with their words.
Agreed.
You know, if they say something, you know, that you consider to be offensive or bad or whatever, it says way more about them than it says about you. Don't let anybody rob your joy. To me, rather than running around saying, oh, our girls are these words that get called bossy and it's going to scar them for life, teach your daughter to say, you know what? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never. You know what I mean?
No.
Just forget about it already. I mean, you know, if somebody's calling you bossy, bad on them, whatever. Don't let anybody rob your joy.
Can I change the subject for just a second?
Because please,
you seem to think that people can't understand the National Weather Service guy.
And yet, calls with Miles and Holly. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
He had a Christmas carol.
Christmas season. To be jolly. La, 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 la.
I mean, we know what he's saying.
La, 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 la.
I barely know what he's saying.
La, 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 la.
We should make the point that we have no choice but to air these. It is a mandate of the federal communication system, yes. But I do wish they'd be in English, because that's not English to me. Sorry.
For us. La, 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 la.
This is sort of English, but yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, back to what's on your mind, folks, while we wait Congressman Kevin Cramer in that hearing to wrap up. 800-228-0550. Sue and Fargo, you're first to go when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Yes, it's Scott Hillen and that bossy Todd Mitchell, folks.
Whatever.
The manager in the right, title, maybe. You know, Mr. Bossy there, man.
Oh, my title.
We'll call him Boss Man. Radio God Boss Man.
I'm sure anybody actually calls me that, but if you insist on it, fine.
800.
Stop you, I guess.
228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us on Wednesdays for the Talk Radio Town Hall. He is unavoidably detained in a committee hearing. We'll have him join us just as soon as that wraps up. In the meantime, your calls, questions, comments, just flat out tell us what's on your mind. Sue, Fargo, thanks for waiting. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, guys. I thought about this Bossy thing. I heard about it first yesterday and couldn't believe my ears. When I saw the PSA, I was so disappointed to see Condoleezza Rice taking part, especially someone who has her specialty in Russian, Soviet Union-type politics. She should know that we shouldn't be doing this kind of thing with our language and worrying about things like this. As far as I'm concerned, being bossy is being inappropriate. And none of us should ever be inappropriate, whether we're the boss or not. That's the behavior that we don't want our little girls to behave, or our little boys. If my children were, I had old boys, if they were being bossy, I'd let them know. It's not necessarily meant to, I guess I feel like we're all supposed to ban a word because one girl had some issues with it. One woman had issues with it as a child. I think it's really selfish. I think it's embarrassing as a woman to have a woman do that. If I wanted to get rid of a word, it would be another B word, not bossy.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, and we all know what B word that would be. You nailed it, Sue. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Appreciate the call. Bob Grafton, you're next on What's On Your Mind. What do you make of this controversy, Bob?
Oh, I think it's absolutely idiotic. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just, I have so many words for it. You know, being bossy is another form of being assertive, being a leader, being, you know, there's a difference between, you know, somebody just being a pain in the neck, you know, for lack of a better word, than just being assertive. I mean, you know, if we're going to ban the word bossy, then should we not ban the root word, which is boss? Because I guess, you know, if you call somebody boss man or boss, isn't that racist too because of the plantation era? I mean, this could go on and on and on. Who is it that's calling for this man?
Well, Sheryl Sandberg, the COO of Facebook, is who Sue is referring to, in that she had some issues in her childhood where evidently her younger brothers and sisters called her bossy, and so she started this, and Beyonce jumped on board and all these other celebrities, and Condi Rice is in it, and I'm with Sue. Condi Rice is a strong woman, accomplished everything. The idea that somehow somebody using a word to refer to her as bossy or a young Condi Rice as bossy as being a bad thing is just stupid. You know,
what do we call Bruce Springsteen then?
Yeah, good point. Joan on our Facebook page says it's bossy of them to even suggest it. Another point there,
exactly.
Bob. Right? I mean, yeah. Is it bossy to suggest bossing banning the word bossy? Yeah, I'm with you.
Isn't that bossy? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on with these people. I mean, like you said,
guys,
there's so many more things to be worried about as a CEO or whatever of Facebook. I mean, you kidding me? That's one of her main concerns? I mean, that's just mind-boggling.
Well, I'm glad other people feel the same way I do. I don't feel as frustrated in expressing my emotions over the stupidity of the idea of banning the word here. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Dan Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Thank God for bossy women. I had six brothers and sisters. I was raised on a farm in North Dakota, and my mother was forever saying, don't touch that, get off of that, don't jump off of that, don't. And by the way, finish your vegetables and don't talk back to your teacher. If my mother had not been a bossy woman, we wouldn't have gotten anything done, and we would have grown up to be complete reprobates. So thank God for bossy women, and you're absolutely right. I'm disappointed that Condoleezza Rice has anything to do with this. She's a great woman, but this is ridiculous. What they should do is ban the word moron. I noticed that when Sarah Palin spoke at CPAC, all the left just went nuts, called her moron and crazy and stupid and all the rest of it. And there's no outcry for that. You've got a strong woman that expresses her opinion, and they didn't call her bossy, but they called her a lot of other nasty things. So let's not ban words. Let's just behave ourselves.
Bill O'Reilly had a great segment on that last night, and Alan Combs was forced to try and defend the left on it. But that woman, Sarah Palin, has been so vilified, it's unbelievable.
She drives them nuts because she's in there saying what she thinks, and she does it with such joy, and it just drives them crazy. They just hate her because she can do it very, very well, and she seems to enjoy tweaking them, and I enjoy watching her. She's great.
And, boy, the people love her, and that drives her opponents crazy as well. A little birdie told me she's coming to Williston in October. I don't know if that's public yet, but I understand she's going to be coming.
I'd love to go see her, but Gutfeld is right. Without bossy women, we'd have been dead a long time ago. I don't know how many times a mother saved my life. Don't run with scissors.
It's a great story about your mom. I got a great visual, and what the memories you must have growing up with a family of 12. And now I envy it.
And now the punchline: if you needed your mother to tell you to not run with scissors, you are a moron.
It's so true.
Bada boom! Oh, that's why we love
Todd. I'm here all week, everybody.
Yeah, exactly right. Fred and Wang, you're next on the What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I wonder if Mr. Putin over there in Russia, you know, we could call him a dictator, or we could call him a power-hungry guy. But, gosh, we can't call him bossy, for heaven's sakes.
He might get emotional scars, right? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is this just a United States thing, this bossy thing, or is it a worldwide thing?
I don't know. Yeah.
Wow, I don't know. But, hey, kudos to KFYR, John Bolton. Wow, that's big time, guys. Big time. He's a good speaker. I tell you what, he knows what's going on in this world, and he doesn't mince meat. He may be a little bossy, but more power to him. That was a great interview this morning. I really enjoyed that. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. Always enjoy bringing you newsmakers here and give you a chance to interact. And by the way, anytime we have a guest on, we won't accept a guest that says we're not taking calls. Some folks do this. So if there's ever a guest you hear that you have a question of or a comment or anything you want to share with them, make sure you give us a ring, because we put those newsmakers on for you. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I'll keep that in mind.
Do we ever determine where the best pie and wing is?
Well, yeah. I can't say anything. It's got to be. You know, we got the Chat and Chew Cafe up in Wing.
Cafe on the face of the planet by the name of Chat and Chew?
That's a priceless name.
It is.
Well, absolutely.
And that's what we do when we're in there. We chat and then we chew a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it should be the Chat, Chew, and Sip thing, because I imagine you have a little bit of coffee or something.
That could be a whole radio show, the Chat and Chew Show. Right? They do on the K-Fan Cafe.
Exactly.
I'm still going to have to say my wife makes the best pie, because, I want to...
Good response. There you go.
But I'm putting Chat and Chew on the list. No reason for us to come up there to Wing. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Yes, the bossy battle, folks. Denise on our Facebook page says it's an interesting concept, trying to eliminate a characteristic in people by eliminating the word. I say it stays. Good point, Denise. Good point, yeah. Maybe deal with the behavior, right? Kevin and Cavalier, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us, Kevin.
Yeah, I just caught the end of it. You talk about, they want to ban the word boss, but you can't ban the behavior. I'd be all for it if they want to ban the behavior of boss. In the first place, I'd start with the federal government, then Michael Bloomberg. They're all pretty bossy, aren't they?
Yeah, hey, there you go, a guy that's trying to ban 16-ounce sodas and stuff. There you
go. Pop star, yeah.
So, but I guess the next word you can use is overbearing. There's other words you use instead of bossy, and they still mean the same thing. So you're not going to get rid of that personality no matter what you try. There are just those kind of people, which is fine.
Pretty stupid, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. What a waste of time. I think it's kind of hilarious, so. That's all I have to say.
Appreciate the call, Kevin. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number.
I'm thinking life is probably pretty good if that's the biggest thing we got to worry about is whether bossy should be included in our repertoire of
no kidding.
Vocabulary. Then maybe life isn't so bad.
701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Give us a call today on What's On Your Mind. I forgot to do this yesterday, but there's still time. Here's something I like to do for our fine listeners here on the program. We had the folks on yesterday from the Outdoor Adventure Foundation that do this wonderful work for kids with life-threatening illnesses and wounded warriors that have lost a limb or are confined to a wheelchair to get out and do some hunting and some fishing. And this started in North Dakota and has grown over and over. And on Saturday, they're having their big annual banquet and their dinner. And they have steak and pheasant and door prizes and silent auction and live auction and guns and wildlife prints and hunting trips and fishing trips. And it's $75 per ticket to go to this. All right, and you can find out more at ndoaf.org, ndoaf.org. That's North Dakota Outdoor Adventure Foundation. Again, providing hunting and fishing adventures for kids and young adults under the age of 25 that have been diagnosed with cancer and other life-threatening illnesses or disease, and also adventures for combat disabled vets who have lost a limb or are wheelchair-bound. We will give the third caller a free pair of these tickets. All right, they'll be yours. It is in Fargo, so going to be a drive if you're coming from anywhere other than immediately around Fargo, but $150 a ticket's yours free on us for caller 3 at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, and Shane will get your information, and we will make sure you get those tickets for Saturday's event. At least you got a few days yet to plan and maybe do a little road trip.
There you go.
But be careful if you suggest it to your spouse. She might think you're bossy.
I was going to say, don't be bossy when you be subtle when you suggest it.
Exactly right. And by the way, I am officially taking over the pie chart as of today. I'm going to be bossy. Is that okay?
Is that okay? I don't think you have this bossy thing down.
Probably, yeah. Maybe it's a self-esteem thing.
Is that okay,
Todd?
Okay?
Yeah, okay. Here's why. For one, somebody keeps sabotaging
the one here. The pins keep disappearing.
And second of all, it should be virtual anyway because not everybody gets the benefit of being in the studio with
us. Also, our pie chart is going to be in the cloud.
It'll be in the cloud.
It'll be cloud pie.
So it can be accessed from everywhere. Now, that's the good news.
All right.
It's been a good news, bad news kind of day here on the program, hasn't it? the good news is you get to access it, and we'll have it on our website. Now, the bad news is that we're starting over. Okay, so I have Chat and Chew Cafe, number one on the list.
All right.
From Wing, North Dakota.
Okay.
And then I do have enough of a memory that, yesterday, the best butcher shops were R&R in Carson and Schmidt-Locker in Napoleon.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the best butcher shops. What was the other thing we were going to do? Burgers?
I don't know. You just kind of blew me away because, it meant burgers and, jerky.
Yeah, well, that's the butcher shops, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the whole bossy thing. I'm going to be bossy. Is that okay? I don't think you have the bossy thing down.
I've messed it up, yeah. Maybe it's my low self-esteem growing up. See, really bossy should be banned. I'm flipping completely on this now. It's totally...
You're doing fine up until that... Is that okay? That's where you kind of blew it.
Exactly right. Do we have caller number 3 on? The phones have been ringing like crazy here, Shane. I'd like to talk to caller number 3. We have a winner, okay? And by the way, if you're calling and you're on hold and you still want to chat about anything, feel free to do so at 800-228-0550. But we do have a winner, and I'd like to visit with a lucky winner in just a moment here. Then we'll get back to the phones on any and all things you'd like to chat about today. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall scheduled for this hour, not happening as of yet because Congressman Cramer has been unavoidably detained in a hearing.
They're being bossy.
Yeah, I guess his he is in Congress after all, and, hearings kind of go long, and sometimes I know Kevin gets a chance to ask these folks exactly.
If we don't have bosses, how do we have government? Who are we electing?
Again, we're not banning bosses. This is why this is so stupid. We're banning the word. Todd, come on.
Okay, fine.
Shane, who won? Ed Pardon, where's Ed from? Ed from Minot. Ed's going to be road tripping. Good for Ed. All right. And Ed might know somebody in Fargo that he can give the tickets to. That's just fine. All right. Back to the phones here at 800-228-0550.
You don't think thesaurus sales are going to go through the roof now if we can't use the word boss? You will just find other words. Come on.
701-258-0550. We melted the phones there, by the way. We'll have to make this giveaway thing a regular feature on the program. We call it What's on Your Mind. Thank you for all those calls. That was wonderful. Karen in North Fargo, she wants to talk about this bossy band thing. Are you for it or are you against it, Karen? Give us your take.
Well, I'm against it because I'm 6 years older than my sister, and I must have been put in charge of her for a few hours when I was a teenager because my sister called me bossy. And I learned to improve how I talk to people, and to this day I talk to people better because of being told that I was speaking to people in the wrong way.
So the word has a good purpose for it then.
But see, Karen, this happened in Karen's case the way it should happen, right? Okay, your behavior isn't exactly right, and here's what is going to be a consequence of that. And you sounds like you're a better person because of the conversation with your sister. But you didn't need somebody to ban the word boss, did you, Karen?
Well, no, because I have never been called that again. And I've been a supervisor.
The word went away. I see, yeah. Because your behavior changed.
Right.
That's why you haven't been called that again. Yeah. I got the point, Karen. I appreciate the call, and I think that's a good example of why banning the word is really dumb. Mark and Hazen, you're next on to What's on Your Mind. Mark, I'm told that you have an addition for our pie chart. Is that correct?
That's right. I just want to correct a mistake that was made last week. Jesse from Hazen called, and I hope he's listening today, because he said that Sioux Cafe had the best pie. Now, they do have good pie, don't get me wrong, on a day-to-day basis. But there's an event coming up on Sunday here in Hazen that will simply blow the socks off of your pie chart.
Okay, what's the event?
Well, it's every year the Hazen Hospital Auxiliary does a turkey feed, and all these ladies, they make homemade pies for dessert. I mean, there's tables and tables of all these wonderful homemade pies, and I guarantee you they're the best in the whole state.
And, you know, you're not the first to suggest that the best pie in communities are happening at these annual festivals and church dinners, and so we love knowing about them. That's super important. So do you have any details on when this is happening Sunday in Hazen?
Well, it's 11 o'clock, and it goes until everything's gone, of course, and free will offering, and it's a fantastic dinner, and again, the pies are just to die for.
Turkey sounds pretty good, too, Mark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if Jesse is listening, you know, I'm the mayor up here, so because he made that mistake, we may have to increase his property tax.
You sound a little bossy to me there, Mayor.
Yeah, well, I get that from my parents, yeah, from being bossy.
All right, so where is this event, by the way, for the Hospital Auxiliary in Hazen on Sunday?
It's at the City Hall on Main Street.
At City Hall. City Hall, Main Street, Hazen, the place to be 11 o'clock on Sunday. Good cause and good pie. What's not to like? All right.
Absolutely.
Mark, it's on the pie chart, and we'll keep Sue's Cafe there, too.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Shane, listening in North Central Nebraska on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Shane. Are you there, Shane?
Yeah.
Take it away, sir.
Yeah, they want to do away with the word boss or bossy.
Yeah.
How the heck are we supposed to call cows home?
I think you've unveiled a huge problem. Yes. I think. In fact, maybe we should bring a cow to Facebook out in California.
Yeah.
And see how this COO can round up the cow without being bossy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is this a problem down there in Nebraska?
No, you just go out and holler, come, boss, and here they come.
They come on, boss.
The boss is.
Yeah, exactly right. Come on, Bessie. No bossy. I love
exactly.
It. That's beautiful.
Who knew the call of the day was going to come from Nebraska today? I wasn't
exactly,
prepared
yeah.
for that.
Are you a
awesome.
Are you a regular listener in Nebraska, Shane?
Yeah, I try to listen to you guys about every morning.
That's pretty good. So it's better talk radio coming from North Dakota than you got there in the Cornhusker State, huh?
Well, there isn't too many talk shows in Nebraska that I listen to. I like to listen to Rush Limbaugh when he's on 550. And
well, we're glad to have you. We're glad to have you, Shane. Appreciate you listening, and I'm with you on the bossy problem. Let's go all the way up to the Lake of the Woods in Minnesota. So from Nebraska to Lake of the Woods, there you get a sense of the reach here, folks, of the What's on Your Mind Network. Tom, listening on 550 K-Fire, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. I love the show. We listen to it every day. And I just wanted to weigh in on the word control. The word control, when you ban words, and it seems ridiculous to me, but I guess if you think about it, it's not any more ridiculous than control. And I hope that it's... Neither one of those two should be effective, but banning words, it seems like a slippery slope. It's not about banning HR, it's about control.
Good points, good points. All about thank control. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Great to have you listening. How about that? Nebraska, Lake of the Woods. Here's some bookends for you. This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know. Back to your calls at 800-228-0550. After this, do not go away.
You talk. We listen.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on What's on Your Mind, our Facebook page is filling up with comments about the effort to ban the word bossy. And you can weigh in there. You can also give us a call or just tell us whatever's on your mind. All right, let's see here. LaVon in Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, LaVon. Take it away. Well, LaVon, try now. Go ahead, LaVon. Why am I not hearing LaVon?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes, sorry. I think we had a little technical glitch there in the studio. Sorry about that, LaVon. Go ahead.
I was listening yesterday to Clay Jenkinson when he was talking about the peripheral area around the park and the burning of the flaring of the gas.
Yes.
And some gentleman called in and says, well, if you don't like it, buy the lamp. And
I remember that.
Huh?
I remember that. I think actually came in after Clay was on, didn't it?
Right. And anyway, I know there is I'm quite sure it's going to be on the ballot this fall, a government conservationists are going to want a percentage of our oil tax to take and buy land and preserve it for, you know, whatever. And I think that's a land grab. I says, I can see a farmer or a rancher selling to his neighbor or somebody, you know, an independent. But there is no way that the ordinary person is going to be able to compete with the amount of money that would go into that fund. And I believe that the people of North Dakota should be aware of what's going to happen. Farmers and ranchers, usually that's their retirement, and they need to sell their land for the best possible price. But no local people or individuals are going to be able to compete with this fund if that law passes.
Very good point, LaVon. And by the way, I agree with that caller yesterday. I mean, there's a solution there, right? Okay, hey, this is what I want to happen on that land. Well, buy that land, right?
I don't see buying it with taxpayers' money.
No, absolutely. Can't agree with you anymore. And you're exactly right about that Outdoor Heritage Fund. I mean, that's what it is. And by the way, I happen to believe it is outstate interest because it's a lot of money that'll pour into this debate and try and act all warm and fuzzy about how we just want to preserve the outdoors and take a portion of the oil revenue. Well, first of all, the revenue that's coming in, we need, as is very evidenced by all of the infrastructure needs that are happening right now, right? So, that's a lot of money that they're proposing to take, number one. So how would that be replaced? Number two, what are you going to do with it? You're going to go out and take taxpayer dollars and buy land. Ouch. I couldn't agree with you anymore.
And it's going to put the private person out of business.
Yes, because it messes up the free market system too, doesn't it?
Yes. So I hope you guys start pounding on that while people are aware of what's going on.
Well, that's a November ballot question. We've done a couple of, interestingly enough, by the way, the opponents of that have been invited on the program and so far have declined to join us. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, so in other words, the folks that want you to vote no and think it's a really bad idea, they'll come on, they'll talk about it, but the folks that are pushing this won't come on and talk about it. That speaks volumes to me. Yeah, but we're not going to forget that issue for sure, LaVon. Good reminder, and appreciate your call today, okay?
Thank you.
Greg and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Greg.
Say I had flu bug this weekend, so I had a chance to take a look at my taxes. And state of North Dakota, I paid $2,500 in state of North Dakota income tax. And it just fries me. I'd like you to have a show and bring in the state treasurer, Schmidt. Is it Kelly Schmidt?
It is,
yep. And see how many rainy day funds there are out there with all this money. And why do we have a $2 billion surplus when these infrastructure needs are going, and why do we even have a North Dakota income tax? Get Al Carlson. I would like to hear his explanation for a lot of these things. I think you'd be amazed if you start looking at how much of this money is getting stuck away and what the purpose is for each of these rainy day funds. If you start going through them, it would take you a whole show. Thanks.
And we have done that show, Greg, just so you know, not all that long ago. Kelly Schmidt and the State Treasurer's Office did put up on their website an explanation of all of these. You can go and look at all of them from A to Z, see how much money is in them, see what the rules are and how the money can be used. So that's done. If you go to the State Treasurer's website, you'll find that. Let me just say specifically on the income tax, I agree with you. I think South Dakota's provided North Dakota a great example here, and South Dakota is not blessed with the level of energy in addition to the ag resources that we have here. So we could afford it without question. What everybody says that's in favor of, you know, a reduction in taxes is that property taxes are the pain point. That's what most people want to eliminate. And so far the focus has been there rather than eliminating the income tax. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. I completely agree with you. They were reduced in this last section, but why we have them, I don't know. We will invite Al Carlson to answer that question and other lawmakers as well, because I think it's a good point. Sam sent a note, said, I listen regularly to your program. I'm impressed with your coverage of what is happening in the oil patch. I know you recently had a discussion with Bishop Kagan about the efforts made by the church out west. I'm involved locally as a community service chaplain assigned to the Bismarck Police Department, certified trainer of community service chaplains for the International Association of Community Service Chaplains. He goes on to say they're starting an effort to do some fundraising for those. Interesting topic, Sam. We'll have you on at a future point to talk about that, but the music tells me we're out of time. We'll reschedule Congressman Kramer. We have to say goodbye till tomorrow. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com. USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.